Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk.
Talk radio show.
DM Hyman Live, talk radio show. Yeah. I don't know, it's, man, I'm losing my balance. All I see is raindrops. The weatherman can forecast when the rain drops. The kiddies tell me when the last hurricane stops. She sees I'm hurting, she ain't even have to ask me. She moving out of state, waiting for a text. Kisses and hugs, I ain't hugging back. My main concern is when she coming back. Cause when she's gone, and she's gone, and she ain't trying to hear none of that. Might as well have took a bus the way you threw me under that. She's living in winter, I'm trying to bring the summer back. That's so I can see a smile more. I'm swimming in the sand, she can make her eyes pour. If you were straight, then what you getting out of line for? She told me mind your business, why you all in mine for? Cause I'm the person that you never had the time for. July 4 in November, fireworks fly, but the seasons make it harder to remember. She's about to leave, this is hurting me. She closed the door and left without saying a word to me. I'm losing my balance. She got me losing my balance. I don't know what it is, but I'm losing my balance. Shared is looking different. I blame her. A vacation wasn't needed. Maybe that's the motivation that I needed. I hold back tears and I'm thinking there's a legitimate reason. She was eager to leave. I just hope that she isn't creeping. I need to pull myself together and write up my emotions in a letter. I'm sitting here thinking, would she read it if she had it, or trash it? Or write back saying my attitude is unattractive. Maybe she debt me and she's shopping for a casket. Sometimes she gets a little drastic. I'm looking at the sweater on the counter that's sitting next to her chapstick. She was my future, but then she became past tense. Reminiscing on the times that was last spent. How I was heavily seductive by your accent. Am I the reason why you left me in the crib? Or maybe it was something that I did. Could it be that I'm just overreacting for staring at the door till the day she walks back in? I'm losing my balance. Yeah. She got me losing my balance. This girl got me losing my balance. Either I'm losing my head or I'm losing my balance. Been a couple days, four to be exact. Anticipating your arrival when you're coming back. So I'm just chilling on the sofa, trying to be a soldier. I'm just doing what I'm supposed to. Looking at your photographs make me feel closer. I need to stop tripping, I'ma hold my composure. Cleaning up the house, decorating the scenery. Expressing my love and how much she really means to me. It's right here in my arms is where she needs to be. But she never picked up the phone just to speak with me. She's a sellout, she just left a receipt with me. Let me chill, I really think I need to breathe. But how could a woman have so much power? Shorty got me shivering, I'm feeling like a coward. So I quickly run into the shower, till I got a text from her saying she was coming in an hour. Dang, I cut the shower off, raced to the front door. Her presence is everything I would hope for. An hour passed, I couldn't understand why she walked in holding hands with another man. I'm losing my balance. She got me losing my balance. Yeah.
July 18th to the 20th is No Sleep South Beach in Miami. We have a great venue, good people coming down. Make sure you go online, nosleepsouthbeach.com, get your party passes and also your hotel rooms at a discounted price. It's going to be a great event. We're going to be turned up. We got promoters from Philadelphia, Atlanta, D.C., DMV, and New York. So you know it's going to be a great event. We look forward to seeing you down there. We're going to party all weekend long and enjoy the beautiful weather with the beautiful people. No Sleep South Beach.
Actually, 605 out in Hollywood, 906 New York City. It's actually where I was behind anyway, all backwards, upside down. What up, everybody? Your hip-hop performer, that dude, T. Muhammad, coming to you live out of Tampa tonight. It is 906 New York City, 606 Hollywood, California. Hey, what up, everybody? Big up to at Jizzle757, that's the master of ceremony, checking us out on Twitter. You can follow us, T. Hyman Radio, that's at T. M. Hyman Radio on Twitter. Mr. T. M. Hyman, hit us up. It's Money Monday. Hey, we're talking about reality show ratchetness. There's only one reality show that I have to say that I follow. I caught up on it. After I caught a whiff working from home one day, I was like, interesting. Got caught up. So I'm clearly in the know on how reality TV can influence you. It can just pull you in. Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. I don't know if this is as ratchet as you could possibly get, but it's definitely a good one for ratchet television or reality show ratchetness tonight inside Money Monday. Hey, jump on it, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Again, your hip-hop informer live from Tampa. Hey, she's hot. She's chocolate. Plant City brings us hot chocolate. Welcome to the show.
I am here. Happy Money Monday to everyone. Very good start to the week. Short week at that. 4th of July weekend coming up. So shouldn't be too many complaints from the people. Too many sighs and huffs and puffs.
No doubt. Hey, jump on it. And hey, we want to hear from you. Perspective is interesting. Hey, we got some perspective from the First Lady, Michelle Obama, tonight. Hey, there was a family summit that went down that Robin Roberts from Good Morning America facilitated. Got some snippets from that to share. Just talking about family. And the importance of our influence early in the game. And listen, it's never too late. Roles have seemed to have shifted in America. One of the questions tonight is, where are the positive role models? There are way too many followers and not enough leaders in our communities, in our families, in our homes, in our neighborhoods. Way too many followers. People want to do what everybody else is doing. Come on, get out of here. Ratchet reality television is influencing youth and young people in a way that is, like, unbelievable.
Sure.
If it's not ratchet, we don't want it.
It's like watching a train wreck. You can't look away.
We love a train wreck, don't we?
Yes, we do.
But how do we safeguard to keep those who are unable to filter that still on the right track? Because clearly, you know, a lot of young people don't really understand. They see the glitz. They see the glamour. You know, they see the, you know, the big boobs, you know, the big butts. And, you know, it's all about boobs and butts. And so, you know, come on.
How do you shield
young people from all of this sexy? Because, you know, everything is sexy. If it ain't sexy, it ain't right.
True. And while we're talking about the Love and Hip Hop brand, there's been some controversy with a new show that its producer, Mona Scott, is trying to start involving African-American sororities. And I think aside from, you know, the ratchetness that she is helping to filter into our lives every day with the Love & Hip Hop brand, and there are 2-3 brands, if I'm not mistaken, Love & Hip Hop New York, Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, and I do believe it's just those two, don't let me misquote it. But I think going into the realm of, and not for nothing that, you know, the ladies that are involved in the Love & Hip Hop brand currently are not uneducated, because as a matter of fact, K. Michelle is a college graduate and is also a Delta. So, you know, this falls right under her perspective lines, being a college graduate as well as a sorority sister. I think it was just enough.
I absolutely respect the gangster, the gangster on the entrepreneurial side. Again, you're talking about smart women. And so on the flip side, we understand, as adults, we understand, hey, this is all business. This is all business. And again, hey, listen, Love & Hip Hop, I'm sucked in. I follow it because, you know, it's interesting. It's entertainment. But at the same time, I also know it's a storyline that they're following.
Right.
It's someone has written. You know, I'm not sure young people really get it. We're inside Money Monday. We're talking about reality show ratchetness. Who are some of your favorite characters? What are some of your favorite shows? Hey, join us tonight, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. We have some perspective from the First Lady, Michelle Obama, as well. We'll be right back. You are inside Money Monday, Team Hollow Radio.
I've never seen a diamond in the flesh. I cut my teeth on wedding rings in the movies. And I'm not proud of my address in the torn up town. No postcode envy. But every song's like gold teeth, gray goose dripping in the bathroom, bloodstains, ball gowns stretching the hotel room. We're driving Cadillacs in our dreams, but everybody's like crystal, Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash. We don't care. We aren't caught up in your love affair, and we'll never be royal. It's a run in our blood. That kind of love just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler. Friends in the eye, we've cracked the code. We count our dollars on the train to the party, and everyone who knows us knows that we're fine with this. We didn't come for money, but every song's like gold teeth, gray goose dripping in the bathroom, bloodstained ball gowns trapped in the hotel room. Driving Cadillacs in our dreams, but everybody's like crystal, Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash. We don't care. We aren't caught up in your love affair, and we'll never be royal. It's a run in our blood. That kind of love just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler. Oh,
crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler. You can call me Queen Bee.
And baby, I'll rule.
Let me live that fantasy.
9:15 p.m. here on TM Hyman Radio. That was Lord with Royals, one of the award-winning, Grammy Award-winning tracks of 2014. Your girl, Hot Chocolate with General TM Hyman. Again, it's Money Monday, 9:16 p.m. here on the East Coast in Itty Bitty Plant City, and we are discussing ratchetness this evening in the realm of reality television and how we protect our youth from the unrealness, if you could say, of reality television, and keep them from being sucked into, you know, the negativity and stereotypes and things of that nature that can be associated with being caught up in that reality television lifestyle. Like, that is life. We have to be able to teach our youth that, you know, it's purely entertainment. But that's our focus tonight in our topic, 917-889-3926. If you want to weigh in, we definitely want to hear from you. And as I was saying before we went to break, and I want to say, and make sure that I get this right, these are the representatives from our HBCUs, our historically black colleges and universities, who are petitioning and trying to get Mona Scott's show, and I don't know if it's called Sorority Life. I don't quite know the title, but it is supposed to be a reality show geared toward our African American fraternities and sororities. And, you know, quite frankly, they want it to stop. It's like, you know, it's got to stop somewhere. And I agree. I think right now, with everything being reality television.
Okay. Just to be clear on what you just said, did you say that sororities had written in to in protest?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
There
and
was a
she
show
actually
that's coming
had,
out. There's a show yes. that's coming out that is highlighting or featuring African American sororities.
Yes.
Okay.
Produced by Mona Scott, the same producer of Love and Hip Hop.
I mean, Mona Scott is one of the most powerful, most brilliant women. For those who do not know her, Google her. She is a owner. She was founder of Violator, just the Violator brand.
Management,
period.
Yes, yes.
You're talking about artists like Missy Elliott, Busta Rhymes. I mean, and the list go on. I mean, she's a brilliant woman in the game of entertainment, the industry of entertainment. But is this exploitation, I think, you know, is the point of the sororities and others, you know, is this exploitation, you know, for just personal gain of a very small few compared to the pennies that people are getting for the humiliation of it all? Now, I'll tell you, I had a Facebook friend recently play a very short stint on Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. That's really how I got caught up in it recently. I just recently kind of totally got caught up because I came in the house one day. Actually, I was working from home. Came in the house, television was on, and I saw a Facebook friend. And I'm like, wow. I can't believe, first of all, that he was actually on the reality show. But the image that he was portrayed in, how humiliating could you possibly allow someone, you know, to set you up for pennies? For pennies. Is the humiliation of reality TV worth the pennies? No, I don't think. However, I do understand that some of us look at it is it's a stepping stone for something. I mean, come on, you have to draw the line somewhere. You have to draw the line somewhere. Although I'm not judging, but I'm just saying, where do we draw the line as far as reality television? You know, where do we draw the line? I don't know. I'm not judging. You know, I'm not sure I would ever do a reality television show. However, I do understand that I should never say never. How about that?
Yes, definitely never say never. And I can't say that I would not do reality television. I just would not do that type of reality television. My reality television would be more in the realm of a game, you know, contest, Biggest Loser, Survivor, not that I would do Survivor, you know, things like that, but it would have to be something with a purpose versus just exploitation.
Right. Nicely. I mean, there's just certain things that my character, you know, my values, my traditions just won't allow me to do. You know, one of them, even, you know, having a full-blown video production studio in Florida where, you know, a whole bunch of, you know, creative minds, you know, are working, there's one thing I just said I would never do, and that was I could never do porn. I could never
right.
do porn. I could never, you know, be a part of porn. I could never actually even shoot porn because I knew regardless of money, if I actually accepted that dollar, it would open up, you know, they say, you know, don't open up a can of worms that you're really not ready for. I knew that that would open up a can of worms that would lead down a path that I would probably have a hard time turning back from. So don't start something that you're really not ready to finish. And porn's not one of them. Porn and drugs. You know, I don't want to do, you know, drugs because I figured if you do it once, you'll get hooked, and I don't want to get hooked. Hey, before we go any further, all the way live from the DMV, hey, he must be feeling a little better. He stumbled in. Save James. Hey, welcome to the show, brother.
Hey, what up? I'm good.
Got them happy pills from the dentist, huh?
Not even, man. Just...
They're not working?
Nah, not really.
Feel better.
Hey, what, you got a root canal or something, man?
Nah, I didn't get one of my wisdoms taken out today.
Ooh. Yeah, that's serious. You're going to have the droopy dog syndrome tomorrow where one side of your face is going to be lower than the other.
Nah, that joint's already happening now. It ain't got wisdom off,
man.
Oh, man. I had to get some major, like, scaling and cleaning and all of that kind of nonsense.
That's not fun.
My whole head was in pain today, son. Been there.
Wow, man. Hey, stand by, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, it's Money Monday. We come back, and we'll hear from the First Lady of the United States of America, Michelle Obama. We'll be back.
She on the show?
Yeah. Hello? I'm the only one to get the job done. I don't know no one that could cover for me. Yeah. Got some game from my day. So she might say she love me. She don't love me like she say she love me. Believe me. Believe me. I'm that nigga boy that love me in the street. I'm not trying to find nobody else to be. I'm the one they come to see because they are. Believe me. Yeah. Rip. Rip, rip. It's been me and Young Tune off the rip. That's the man that put me in the end. If a nigga fuck with him, I put him down quick. Got a verse for anybody who won't talk about the clip. I've been taking, take it light, you don't wanna hear me trip. God, do y'all really know who y'all fucking with? Yeah, I mean you can't blame me for wondering. Doesn't matter, could be winter or the summer. On the road, I do One Direction numbers, I don't fucking miss. Yeah, Stunner and Magno. When Wayne was gone for 8 months, we put this thing up on our back. And I was snapping off on every single track, though. Collect card from the vault, like where we at, though. I was like, huh, it's our time, nigga. He left Rikers in the Phantom, that's my nigga. And I be rocking with the team that caught a nine. And we YNC&B waiting on somebody to try, nigga. Yeah, I'm the only one to get the job done. I don't know a no one that could cover for me. Yeah. Got some game from my day, so she might say she love me. She don't love me like she said she love me. Believe me, believe me. I'm that nigga boy that love me in the street. I'm not trying to find nobody else to be. I'm the one they come to see because they are. Believe me.
Lord knows I murk one of these. His and hers Ferraris. One for me, one for my daughter. Waiting for someone to test me like
like a Harvard. I told her 223, two Michael Jordans. Come on, fight these shell casings like a lawyer. Nigga, find out where you stay and act like we find some oil. Got out of duct tape, so when he praying, I ignore the nigga. All I gotta say is I ignore it. Drop dead gorgeous with the bitch ain't dying for it. Nigga, where the real queens at? Shout out Capone and Noriega. We can shoot it out and see who lived to tell the story. Little the diamonds in my rolling face. Cannot be exfoliated. They think I'm associated. I'm the one that orchestrated. Yeah, yo, get a ass with.
I'm the only one to get the job done. I don't know anyone that could cover for me. Yeah, got some game from my day. So she might say she love me, she don't love me like she said she love me. Believe me, believe me. I that nigga boy that love me in the street. I'm not trying to find nobody else to be. I'm the one they come to see because they are. Believe me.
Rip, rip. Rip. Had to get it poppin' off the rip. Rich young, young, that ain't never had a trick. Slim thug flow, but you know I like them thick. If she get a job at DOA, I drop her off a tip. I had to get it poppin' off the rip. I'm the one they tell you been rappin' in the city. Coming to the city and your niggas get to trippin'. Well, take you to the Scarborough Bluff and drop you off a cliff. Well, damn, just be happy for the man. Nirvana, Coldplay, Dive got bands. Ink from the money, got it all over my mind. Going out to Houston, spending all of my advance. Be live, just tell me for a check. Drake, you know I love you, you just took me out of debt. Yes, right now, you are looking at the best. Motherfucker war shows and motherfucker press like that.
One, the rest. When they jumped off the porch, I was stumbling up the steps. I give what I collect before I give up my connect. It be a cold day in hell, icicles made of sweat. One thing, sliding across my neck. Just know what that mean, like they deaf. I fight is Nina like this. Our first day on the job and the bitch overslept. Soon stay humble. Think I'm a king. Need a horn and a drum roll. They throw motherfucking roses at my feet. I don't step on one road. Yeah. I'm the only one to get the job done. I don't know a nigga that could come for me. Tape a couple kilos to the stomach. She look like she got a bun in the oven for me. Preheat. Believe me. Gotta do is take me every week. I had it just having babies every week. I'm the n you see me skating in the street. Gone.
TM Holland Radio Live. Hey, hey, welcome to the show. It's 928 where I am. I'm not sure where you are. Thanks for rocking with us. Nevertheless, before we go any further, she has stumbled behind Save James. Not sure if they were in the same place or not. Welcome, Madam
hey,
CEO
hey.
Boston, to the show. What it do?
Good afternoon and morning time. What's up, everybody? What's going on?
Hey,
baby.
What up?
What's up, Safe?
Reality show ratchetness inside Money Monday. Hey, what's your favorite, reality show, Safe?
I don't have any. I don't watch reality TV.
Word.
It's garbage.
CeeLo.
This garbage.
Garbage.
I don't even have cable anymore, so I don't even know what comes on anymore. But when I did watch it, Love and Hip Hop. That was my ratchet favorite. I had to have a show for that. And some Basketball Wives. When Basketball Wives is on. Yeah.
I can't do it.
Hot Chocolate is your favorite reality show. What do you find?
I'm going to have to say if I have a favorite currently, it would have to be... I guess I'll say Love and Hip Hop, although it's kind of a love-hate relationship because sometimes I can't wait to get home to watch it, and then sometimes when I'm watching it, I'm like, why are you even watching this? My eyes are glazing over. It's retarded.
With family values at an all-time low, does reality TV hurt or help the situation?
Our family values, were we at an all-time low?
I think it would depend on how you used it as a tool. It could hurt if you simply allow you know, the viewing
the
of the show.
Example.
Right, and that's the only example that you have, and there's no discussion about the details of, you know, what the kids are watching. Then, of course, it's going to be a problem, but you can always also use it as a very good learning tool as to what not to do or how not to handle a situation.
I'm just saying it hurts a big time because I don't believe that anybody who – I think you can find better tools or better examples of what family life or what relationships should be. I don't think you have to use or find the spectrum of how the dysfunction is prevalent to use that as like a as exactly
okay.
Say, okay, you see this, and this is why you shouldn't do this, and why not that, or whatever. Most people that I would say have these discussions readily and willingly within their household wouldn't, this is just my opinion. I don't think that they'll be watching that show anyway.
They would, but their children may, and that's a good bonding and, you know, a good mechanism to open up the line of communication between parents who may have that generational gap. You know, of course, parents don't want to watch that crap, but if they want to understand us better.
I don't want to watch that crap because that doesn't represent me and my generation. It doesn't really represent a generation, but that doesn't represent me at all. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, that's the piece about it that I really don't agree with. How, like, I was listening in a little while before I called in, where the word exploitation was being tossed around. That's all it is to me. It's exploiting us, making us like fools. There's a lot of coonery and buffoonery that's on those shows. And that's the main reason why I don't watch it. I hate to see our people
and
in that
so
light.
My question would be, do you not like it because you can relate to some of the ratchetness, or you don't like it because you can't fathom that's happening anywhere in America?
I believe wholeheartedly.
Me personally, I don't like the fact that it, and this is just me being transparent, me being honest, right? Mostly just how I was raised, everything goes back. I don't like the fact that it airs dirty laundry.
Yeah, and lots of it.
That's what I'm saying.
Let me get this point out. I don't mean to cut you off. But that's no different to me than people who talk about their personal business unnecessarily on Facebook.
I don't think your personal business on Facebook is any of our business.
That's airing your dirty laundry. That's just how I feel about that and reality television.
I agree, and since you put it in that perspective, I would say that's my favorite reality show, Facebook. That's about as much reality TV as I get.
That's definitely reality TV.
Facebook.
That's
reality TV for myself, right there.
There was a family summit recently, because I think it's important when you talk about, you know, say not feeding into it because of exploitation. I think it comes back again to filters and parents and family and structure. And if you have it, you're able to, you know, take it as entertainment when it applies and leave the rest. And be able to label it ratchetness doesn't apply. Listen to, you know, Robin Roberts, who is an anchor on Good Morning America. She facilitated a family summit that aired on C-SPAN. So, you know, this credit goes to C-SPAN tonight. No, Mrs. Obama's not with us. Robin Roberts and President Obama's wife, Michelle.
The fact that you're saying working families, because the landscape is changing. Women are going into the workforce. There are more stay-at-home dads. Is that part of the movement in letting everybody know that it is an issue for everyone in the family?
Absolutely. That's why I love the fact that this is a working family summit. I mean, you guys heard from Barack.
I mean, at least I heard you heard from him, but what I heard that he talked about was just how important those first months that he had with the girls was, you know. And men, you know, understand that you need that time too, you know, because that bonding time, that time that he spent getting up, taking the late night shift, not only did it save me, you know, gave me some sleep and some peace of mind, but he connected with our girls in a way that I still see, you know. That connection is real, and we as mothers, you know, we don't take that for granted. But I think more and more men are understanding that you don't miss that time because you don't get that time back. Because let me tell you, now that Malia and Sasha are teenagers, they don't want to be bothered with us. So it's that time that he spent rocking in the chairs and reading them stories, and he was able to do that because not only did he value it, but he was in a work situation that allowed him to do that. And that brought us closer. You know, so this is about strengthening the whole family. And I think more and more men are realizing that they just can't pass off those responsibilities, and they have to fight for these changes for themselves. This isn't a woman's issue by any stretch of the imagination.
No, they realize that.
Reality television is raising, television in general, I think, is raising a lot of our children, have raised our children over the years. Save, as a father, how important is it to spend that quality time and you raise, you know, your kids and not allow television, specifically reality TV, to do it? How important is that?
Well, I mean, it's major. It's a tremendous effect that you have to put in order. You have to put in motion. Because, you know, like the first lady was saying, you know, that special time, you don't get those moments back. And I am doing the best I can to make sure that I do spend those moments. You know, my schedule does get a little crazy from time to time. There may be stretches where, you know, I may leave the house before she wakes up and come home after she sleeps. But, you know, that still doesn't take away from, you know, whatever time I can get with them to stick around and, you know, to spend it with them any way I can. But that definitely makes a difference in the child's life and yours at the same time. Definitely.
No doubt. No doubt. Hey, if y'all are wondering what's going on with Say tonight, he's like turned down for what? Hey, he turned down
all the way.
he turned down.
But let me turn back up in a couple of weeks.
I wanted to ask
what was wrong with Snuffleupagus, but I was gonna wait. But since somebody brought it up, what the hell wrong with you, yo?
Nah, and I had some dental work done today. My head hurts. My mouth hurts.
Snuffy.
And all that stuff.
Oh,
yeah,
oh,
so I just don't feel good.
Come on, let me email you some tissues.
I curse out loud in the mute voice.
That's just like an old crabby toothache having ninja. You try to make him feel better and love him all,
yeah,
but you want to be all prickly like a cactus.
I got somebody for that.
I understand, and we know Mrs. James takes very good care of you, but dang, we can't
care.
Right. We care too.
We can't care.
We can't care.
Don't even worry about it. No, I ain't going to care no more. Don't even worry about it. I'm sorry.
Good.
All right, what was we talking about?
Moving on.
What's next?
Yeah, we talking about giving other niggas toothaches. That's what we're talking about next.
All right.
Real Castillo's for real.
Move that dough.
flipping the year, whipping and flipping the year. Turning her to a lamb, re-rocking the dope. Soon as it get out your boat, keeping this soft like a meat. Go to my loop, in the sink, chopping that work like karate. Serving a new Maserati, in a brand new Maserati. That's a whole lot of new money. Catching that hiding from 12, moving the squares and them bills. Serving the raw, it's a year. Beating that tiny like who's a kitchen. Whipping and whipping that fishing for a cat. Drinking no syrup, I'm rolling them hats. Made myself a bouncer, bouncing a plug. Either way you put it, I'm good. Triple salute, straight out the hood. Back of soda, water splash and scale. To my right and my pot and my left. Leaning all the way over to the side. I whip me a 4-way to a 9. The dirty, the money is homicide. And my recipe can't be televised.
Young enough to still sell dope, but old enough that I knows better. When they saying it's 42 for that powder, I knows better. Get it, I knows better. Put a smile on the devil's face. Who don't wanna sell dope forever and flood they rolling to the vessel break? Fish scale and the two doors that I fish tails. Fiberglass, Ferrari leather, and designer shoes that I miss them. Yeah, look at the clues, the jeans, the jewels, I'm matching the monkey. From 16 years old, I'm whipping in kitchens, my junkies. Pablo, Versace, way before me goes. My dinner plate, no silverware. All you, my e-ho. Like a free throw. House that had the peephole. Made it through to the other side. Now nothing's big as my ego. Move
that dough. Y'all don't move that dough.
I try to leave the best for later, but Pusha try to put me on the respirator. The old skateboard Pete, that's your favorite. Me and 20 girls doing yoga naked. Frequency high, like a spaceship. She say that she like it, then she been exposed. The Gandalf hat and the whips clothes. That's coming out son and the Buffalo. I know gorilla with the triggers that's on the banana clippers and packing with the biggest missiles. These beats is knocking over vehicles. These ain't waiting just to see me. These beats ain't trying to hear pleaders. These like chopping down trees. These 1, 2, 3 and it's weed. These hit the weed, then they lean it. If you got 2 hoops, you need to let one go. 2 Lambos, you need to let one go. All these drones, why y'all smoke drones? Never mind the sky, I'm trying to let y'all know. Ain't no standards, I'm a step one though. Bigger bag, but no man stand though. All that war, we need to let that go. That boring business, I'ma get that home.
Yonder, move that dough. Yonder, move that dough. Hey, move that dough. Hey, move that dough. Yonder, move that dough. Yonder, move that dough. Yonder, move that dough. Hey, move that dough. Hey, move that dough. Yonder, move that dough. Yonder, move that dough.
And that was Pharrell and Pusha T.
Yes,
them. And it's 9:44 p.m.
Yes, hey, big them. Up to the sweep. Yo, Pharrell, did he not sweep it last night? BET repping.
BET representation.
Word.
Oh, yeah, they killed that.
Hey,
they killed that.
No doubt. Yes, sir.
Yes. And
hey, a big up to Dominique the Diamond. Go ahead. I'm sorry. That was called a collision.
Oh, no, I said him and Missy. Yeah.
No doubt. Yeah, it was just nice. Hey, Pharrell, yo, he's so humble. Hey, big up and much respect and continued success. He's like rich, and I love it. Again, big up to Diva. Dominique the Diva, Facebook and Twitter friend. I think that's Reppin' VA again.
Yeah, sure is.
The Diva.
103 Jams.
Ow, ow.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt. Hey, Money Monday, reality show ratchetness. Before the break, Mrs. Obama dropped some perspective on the importance of family. We're going to pick back up. Again, Robin Roberts facilitated a working family summit. Mrs. Obama was there, and this is a what she had to say.
And your husband really, he was things that he was saying. And one thing that really touched a lot of people is when he said, yes, you are a strong woman, a strong mother, a strong wife, but that early in the marriage, to see you break down in tears
mm-hmm.
because you were trying to juggle
yeah.
so much, and how that, after all this time,
right.
has still stayed with him. Did you? Were you in tears sometimes and trying to do
my
everything?
Oh, goodness. I mean, the minute those kids come into the world, they just rip your heart out of your chest. You know, that's why I tell young women, you know, and young families that, you know, we grow up as professionals, many of us, and we think we have all our all figured out. We got our plan, 4 years here at this university, and then I'm going to go down this path, I'll earn this money, and I'll get this promotion. And I'm like, just have a baby. And that baby comes out and looks you in the face, and all the plans go out the window. You don't know how you're going to feel. And every child is different, you know. They add a whole new set of joy, a whole new set of worries to your life. There is nothing more important to me than my girls. That's why when we first came in and people asked me what was my agenda when we first came in the White House, and I said, it's making sure that my kids are whole. I thought I was being honest. I mean, some people judge me for that. But the truth of the matter was that whether I'm first lady and he's the president, our first job is to make sure that our kids are on point. That is the most important legacy we will ever leave.
That's our first job. Our first job is to make sure our children are on point. That's our first
yes.
job, ladies and gentlemen.
And very much so.
He's so correct. And the parents can't be afraid to talk to their children and have those open doors with them. So they, you know, an uneducated child is a dangerous child. An uneducated person is dangerous.
Absolutely.
To themselves and those around them without even knowing it.
And she definitely said it right. Her kids are her first priority. I'm not sure what y'all thought, but even if I am the First Lady of the United States, my children still need tending to.
What? Regardless
I think people think that, again, success, chasing the dollar, you know, all of those things come first. I mean, there's many families who, I mean, it's quite evident that the children didn't necessarily come first. Now, I know for a fact that one would say, well, you know, their resources are different. Yeah, but, I mean, I'm thinking you start somewhere. She said from the day that they actually came to the earth, you know, it changed everything. I've heard that from a lot of parents. But I don't even think we can really ask a question because it's going to be different for each person. But the reality is everyone doesn't make their children the priority. And so something to think about. The perspective is real. And never, ever will we have an administration that is so relatable to the everyday person. Never. Well, I'm not going to say never, ever. Can't say that. But it's going to be a long time before we have an administration
yeah.
that's so relatable as it relates to the average person. We're not going to have a first lady that's going to be out, you know, jumping rope, you know, in the Rose Garden.
Exactly.
You know, too old.
Representing her initiative very well.
I don't know if Miss Clinton runs. Well, Mrs. Clinton runs. I don't know. Bill might be out there. What do you call him? A first man? Is that what?
First
yeah.
man. Well, I can guarantee you, Bill's not. Bill might be playing the saxophone, but Bill's not going to be jumping.
I don't know. By no means.
Bill's going to jump rope. Yeah, one.
Bill will turn the rope. He's not going to jump.
Bill is going to go into cardiac arrest trying to jump. Get out of here.
Wink.
So I can look easier on the picture.
That's why yeah. I told you he's going to turn, and he's probably a very good turner.
I bet.
Bill Clinton recently turned up for Charlie Crist in the state of Florida. I think it's going down.
I think it is, too.
Is that a good
going
guy?
Down.
They call Charlie
Florida.
Chris Chain Gang Charlie. Wow.
Chain
Gang
Charlie.
I was done.
Listen, I was a little startled when I heard that Chain Gang Charlie. I was like,
what?
Wow, Bill was just in town lobbying on behalf
for
of Chain
Gang Charlie. Right. That's
right.
Why it was disturbing to me, too.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, we're going to pause, come right back. P-Y-T. C-Lo, this for you.
Happy birthday, Mike Tyson.
Oh, good inside. I always wanted a girl just like you. Such a P-Y-T.
Harder levels on that game to unlock. Trust me, I know it's not easy, and I've unlocked several. So, 9:55 again, PM Hyman Radio, Live Your Girl, Hot Chocolate, Madam CeeLo Boston, and our general TM. And before we went into Michael Jackson PYT, I shouted out a birthday that I'm not sure if anyone heard or not, but happy birthday again to Michael Gerard Tyson. a.k.a. Mike Tyson, born today, June 30th, 1966. He still currently holds the record for the youngest, as for being the youngest boxer to win the WBC, WBA, and IBF heavyweight titles at 20 years, 4 months, and 22 days old. He won his first 19 professional bouts by knockout, 12 of them in the first round, and he won the WBC title in 1986 after defeating Trevor Burbick by a TKO in the second round. Still heated to this day, Mike, I want my money back for that pay-per-view fight that I had a fight party for. I want to say I was seated, the fight started, I turned around and said something to someone, you knocked the guy out, and the fight was over. So, yeah, I want a refund.
I'm glad you said that because I'm so serious. That was going to be my statement. Yo, he owed a lot of people.
Mike owed me some money. I do not feel as though I got my money's worth for that sporting engagement, so I'm going to need a refund, Mr. Tyson. I dare not say that to his face. But, yeah, over to TMI and Radio Airways, Mike, I want my money back.
I want you to say it, too.
I'll say it to him, but trust me, I got my goon standing behind me. Trust me, I got security standing behind me, and he's not a little person, so.
I think he smiled.
Yeah, all right. Well, go ahead. I'm going to still have my goon behind me. Hey, boo.
Thanks for rocking with us, everybody. We're back on Wednesday, 9 p.m., same place, same time. Madam
yep.
C-Lo Boston, hot chocolate. Hey, we are wishing wellness to that dude up in the DMV. He's back on Wednesday, say James.
Didi,
what up?
Feel bad, Joe. Feel
bad, rocking with us. Thanks for the support.
Yeah.
Hey, coupon lady, thanks for that shout-out on the tide. Hey, much love.
See,
got a
she's not just around for coupons, trust me.
Some top. Hey. Show me some love. Show me some love.
Wait a minute now.
Hey, I know she's listening. Hey, so Jim, thanks for rocking with us. Hey, get out of my business, world. Hey, we're back 9 p.m. same place, same time. Hey, I'm just gonna say, beat it. We out.
It's officially 18 days till No Sleep South Beach people get your weight up.
Talk radio show. DM Hyman live. DM Hyman live. DM Hyman live. Talk radio show.